Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Joined by Dennis O'Sullivan, who is vice chair of Killa's GAA Club. A desperately, desperately sad story has emerged from East Cork in the last couple of weeks. There was a fire on the 22nd of April, which affected the Walsh family dreadfully. It started in a garage, spread to the house. There was nobody home. It was too late to save the house when the alarm was raised and they could salvage nothing. The house was destroyed. To make matters worse, because of financial pressures, the housing insurance policy had lapsed. It gets worse because Dad, Brendan, father of five, ex-carpenter and then retrained as a frontline care worker in the pandemic, he died on the 1st of May, just over a week after the fire. His heartbroken wife and five children are left behind. And they are destitute and homeless. And a fundraiser has been set up by Kilkenny GAA. And Dennis O'Sullivan joins me. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning, PJ.
An unspeakable tragedy.
Absolutely. And just to correct you there, it's Killa GAA.
I beg your pardon.
Absolutely unspeakable, PJ, from the point of view, you know, the family have suffered a horrendous tragedy. And we in Killa GAA, and I'm conscious that some of the Walsh family listen to your programme, you know, I am honoured to be here this morning speaking on their behalf and on behalf of Killa GAA, as they allowed us to tell the story openly and honestly as it happened. And I think the public have just responded in a phenomenal way. And are continuing to do so.
There's already a quarter of €1 million raised. That's phenomenal.
Yeah. I think our GoFundMe just hit 300,000 there recently. But I suppose I'm also appealing today to, you know, through your good self and your listeners, you know, the builders, providers, the fit out of homes, anyone that can help and pledge in any way. The Walsh has lost absolutely everything. You know, I'm sure Barry and Sean, who are fantastic hurlers, had to go out and get new kit, new hurleys, new helmets. Such was the devastation of the fire.
Yeah. It started, and of course people were out. It started in a garage.
In a garage, yes.
And then it spread.
And spread rapidly. And look, you know, once fire starts.
Indeed.
You know, the outcome.
Indeed, indeed.
So, you know, I think on behalf of the Walsh family as well, PJ, they've asked me to thank each and everybody who has supported this fundraising, who continue to support them, who have supported them since the 22nd of April in every way possible. They are hugely indebted and have asked me to pay tribute and thank you all.
Did you know Brendan well?
Yes, I did. And you know, the Walsh are an extended family here in Killa, and are steeped in the GAA, probably from his family. I would even know better, because being involved with Killa and senior hurling team and the under 17 team last year, Barry would have starred this year with the Cork under 17. And I suppose it's testament to his inner strength that he went out and played for Cork in the Munster final against Clare in Thurles the week after his dad was buried.
Oh my goodness me!
And he's the free taker. Had a starring role in that game, and again in the All-Ireland semi-final a week later against Galway. I think that
takes strength and guts.
Absolutely, and Sean is a fantastic senior hurler with the Killa seniors.
Yeah. Brendan himself had played at all levels, hadn't he?
Brendan was an outstanding hurler, you know, and I would have first got to know Killa. I'm not from Killa, I'm from West Cork originally, but I came to live in East Cork in 95, and would have got involved with Killa GAA. And Brendan playing hurling on the field was a joy to behold. And he wore every jersey for Cork, right up to senior level, was on the bench, 19 years of age, in the 92 All-Ireland final against Kilkenny. And he also played for Ireland in an under-21 Shinty.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I see.
And he was a fantastic, and he actually coached Barry, his son, and then his nephew, and Godson also starred on that Cork under-17 team this year. Both of the bunch.
The GAA really is a huge family, isn't it, Dennis?
It's phenomenal, PJ. We hit the button at 4:15 on Friday evening last, and on the GoFundMe page, and all we sent it to initially was the members of Killa GAA and Imokili GAA, and asked them to retweet it and put it on every social media platform they had. By 10 o'clock on Friday evening, 100,000 was raised. By 4:15 the following day, within 24 hours, the fund had gone to 209,000.
I'm looking at it now in front of me, and just the latest refresh. It's called Killa GAA, Walsh Family Fundraiser. There's a picture of the houses just destroyed. God love them. 299,616.
Yes.
Now that's incredible in a couple of days.
It's incredible, PJ. And, you know, funds are still coming in. And, you know, as well as our GoFundMe page, we've also set up a special account in Permanent TSB Middleton. And people can donate to that account as well. It's the Killa GAA Walsh Family Fundraiser. And if they pop into any one of Permanent TSB branches, they can make a donation to that account. And funds are also coming in to that account at the moment. But I still appeal to, you know, the public out there, keep continuing to give it funds, and also to all, you know, the suppliers out there. From, you know, when you think of Barry, all the Walshes had left with the clothes on their back.
That's right.
So everything has to be replenished. And
the house will have to be torn down and rebuilt, won't it? Pretty much.
Absolutely. And built. And I have no doubt we will. And refurbished, you know, from the point of view of the community out there, you know, right across the county. This morning, we are sending the link to the secretary of every county board in Ireland, of the 31 other counties. Cork have done it already. And in turn, they are going to send the link to every club in their county.
Okay.
We think, you know, the GAA world out there and the public will just respond, and they have already phenomenally to this cause.
They certainly have. It's unspeakable, and the fact that due to financial pressures, the insurance hadn't been paid. I'm sure there must be many people like that these days, given the financial situation.
Barry, just, you know, on my own behalf, my day job, I work with Permanent TSB, as many listeners will know from the point of view, and I see this on a regular basis. When there is financial pressure, the first things that get lost and not paid are the house insurance, the life cover, the serious illness cover, even the health insurance. It is very common. And in my 42 years in banking, I've seen it on a regular basis.
Yeah.
But, okay. You know, and thank you for allowing us through the medium of your radio just to say a huge thank you to the tremendous response that happened in the last 36 hours. We had a feeling when I hit the button on Friday evening that this is going to be huge, because during Brendan's funeral, which the removal lasted probably over 5 hours, the amount of people that just came up to us while we were stewarding or maybe doing traffic and saying, look, when you start fundraising, count us in.
Yeah.
And they had,
So what's going to happen, you were saying to me, that this particular GoFundMe link now will be shared with every GAA club in the country?
Yes. Today, we're sending it on to every county secretary, and we'll ask every county secretary to in turn send it to every GAA club. In many GAA clubs, to be honest, have shared it already.
Sure.
You know, they have, I suppose to me, you know, this shows social media, you know, at its best.
Absolutely. We see an awful lot of it being sold at its worst, but this is at its best.
This is absolutely, there is no way we would have reached such level of funds in 36 hours without social media. And, you know, radio, the digital channels, radio channels and newspapers have also carried the story.
Okay.
And I think we've continued to, the support out there for the Walsh family. And, you know, I said it to Sean, his sons yesterday. I said, look, hopefully it is some consolation for your man and your brothers and sisters that this has happened so quickly. It just shows the goodwill of the people.
Where are they living at the moment, Dennis?
They are living in rented accommodation in Red Bar.
Okay.
Yeah. So through your good self, PJ, if you know people can pledge support to your radio station, they can contact Killer GAA through the GoFundMe, or they can contact me directly. You're very free to give out my mobile phone.
And do they need anything instantly? Do they need anything right now that someone might be able to get for them today?
PJ, we would consider anything. You know, from the point of view, such is we have to build this family from the ground up. And give them a home and furnish it, and you know, which will be done, but we will accept anything.
All right, okay. If anybody wants to contact you directly, we would be happy to pass on the number to
absolutely.
Them.
All right. Absolutely. Okay. And thanks again, PJ, for allowing me on here.
No, not at all. It's our pleasure, Dennis. Thank you very much for that. The fundraiser is the Killer GAA Walsh Family Fundraiser. This family have lost everything. Five children and their mom without their home and without their dad, because just a week after the house burnt down, Brendan died tragically on the 1st of May, just over a week after the fire. His wife and children not just heartbroken but destitute and homeless now. That fundraiser, GoFundMe, set up by Killer GAA. And it stands as we speak now, which I press this refresh button again, it now stands at €300,166. I'm going to keep it open and see what comes in over the course of the programme. It will be shared today with every GAA club in the land through all of the county secretaries. But if you want to pop on to GoFundMe and look at the Killer GAA Walsh Family Fundraiser, what will jump out of the page to you is their destroyed home, which was clearly a beautiful home, destroyed. The fire started in the garage, spread to the house. There was nobody home. The insurance had lapsed, and as Dennis said there, that is becoming all too common now. Because of the cost of living crisis, people are letting house insurance lapse. They're letting health insurance lapse because they can't afford it, simply. Oh, God, it's awful. It is awful.
Cork's 96 FM.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.